Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live, on the air, and available to address your question or discuss your real-life issue by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to listen and call. Basic Gospel. It intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We come to the final day of our New Covenant journey through the month of February. We've talked about almost every single aspect of the New Covenant, but you can never really come to an end. Why? Because it's a covenant of grace, and grace is a big word. Grace is a God word. Jesus Christ is described as one who was full of grace and truth. Jesus is grace. And so we can never come to an end of knowing him. Whenever we feel like we do, we just take another step, and then we see, wow, we've just scratched the surface. That's the way it's going to be in eternity. We're just going to grow in our knowledge. We're just going to get to know him more and more, and so is the new covenant. It's the same thing. But we've had a wonderful journey this month. We appreciate all the wonderful questions that have been asked. We are a new covenant ministry. And so everything that we talk about is always going to be couched in terms of the new covenant. But why? Because people are going to continue to struggle with forgiveness of sins. They're going to continue to wonder about assurance of salvation. They're going to continue to wonder about how to live the Christian life. They're going to continue to wonder about their real purpose. Well, the new covenant answers and addresses each and every one of those things. So we will continue to talk about it. But as far as a formal theme for the month, today is the last day. Yeah. And we certainly want our listeners to take advantage of the resource that we have available.
Absolutely.
Called the New Covenant Journey. Mm-hmm. It is a fabulous Bible study guide. If you're looking for something to aid you in your journey with Christ Jesus, I can't think or recommend more highly this particular series or this particular resource, the New Covenant Journey. It's the first in the Basic Gospel Study Series. It's designed to help connect you to the love of Jesus Christ. And I can tell you there's nothing better on this planet than that,
knowing that
you're loved by him. So
Absolutely.
Take advantage of this.
Yeah, it's the final day, as Bob said, and you can go online to basicgospel.net. You'll find the prominent link for the New Covenant Journey right there on the homepage at basicgospel.net, or you can call up to 5 o'clock this afternoon Central Time and speak with our operator to make your gift and request your copy. That number is 800-727-2828, 800-727-2828.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Monroe, New York, and talk to Renee listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Great. My question is about angels. I'm reading a fiction book, and then I wanted to learn more. So I was going to do a study on angels, and I was wondering, do we have guardian angels? Like, when I'm praying, when I'm praying for my family for protection, are there angels that are assigned to us to actually protect us and you know, watch over us? I'm just curious about that.
Well, Renee, angels are a big subject in the Word of God. I would just direct you to the book of Hebrews, particularly the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. And there the writer kind of tells us the purpose of angels as far as we're concerned. He says this in verse 14, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? So angels are certainly created beings. They move at the direction of God, and they move to serve us. So God directs them to us to serve us however he sees fit. Sometimes we're aware of that. Most of the time we're probably not aware of that. But it's interesting in this particular chapter, the writer of Hebrews compares and contrasts Jesus Christ to angels. And he's saying that Jesus is far superior. And so if you want to get to know anyone, if you want to really study about someone, I would say study Jesus. Get to know Jesus Christ. He's the ultimate protector. He's the ultimate one who saves you. He's the one that you will join chorus with all the angels of heaven in singing praises to him. So if an angel is there to protect you, it's because Jesus sent that angel to protect you. So he's the one that deserves the praise and glory and honor.
Amen. I agree with that 100%. I have another quick question. I'm praying a lot for my husband, and I truly believe in the power of prayer. But I have to pray for my unbelief because there's a part of me, my husband is still sick, and I've been praying for healing for him. And he's a man of God. He loves the Lord. And I'm thinking to myself, is it because I, in my heart somewhere, I really don't believe the reason why he's not healed? Or is it just that maybe the healing will come when he passes and he's in, you know, in a new body and he's with Jesus, with God in heaven? Is that the actual healing that I'm praying for? Because I'm praying for him to be healed now so that we can enjoy our life as a married couple.
Well, Renee, we don't know, you know, what God has in mind here in this particular situation. I think you just pray what's on your heart. I think it's very normal and natural to pray for his physical healing here and now. But I think you do so knowing that if that doesn't happen, that doesn't mean your prayers weren't answered, and it doesn't mean that God wasn't concerned, or that God doesn't love you or care for you in this situation. It just so happened that God had other plans and other purposes, and he will work all that together for good. I love to encourage people with the words of Jesus as he was praying there in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, he's about to endure the greatest agony that a human has ever suffered and experienced, and that was becoming sin for sinful man. He was taking upon himself the sins of the world. He was becoming that sin offering. And he said, Lord, if there's any other way. And then he concluded, but not my will, but yours be done. And I think, Renee, in your situation, you pray, Lord, I want the healing of my husband. I desperately want that. And I know he does as well. And we're going to entrust his physical well-being into your hands. But it's not our will, it's your will that matters. And if it's his time to go and be with you, and again, death is not a punishment. As far as believers are concerned, it's not the end for your husband. If he's in Christ, he's going to be immediately absent from the body and present with Jesus. That's a pretty good thing. But sometimes we don't understand that and all of its implications. But I think we just have to come to the point and say, Lord, I am trusting your will in this situation. I am going to rest in that. If that means he's going to go and be with the Lord, it's going to be painful. I'm going to miss my husband. But I know he's with you. And I'm going to let that truth comfort my heart when that happens.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. I feel great hearing that. And I knew that, and I know that because I read the word, you know, but I think I just needed to hear it again. I don't know. But thank you. I appreciate that. And I believe the word of God, and I know that my husband loves the Lord. And so when it's his time, I'm going to be sad and hurt because we all have to go. But, you know, I'm going to rest assured that he's with our Father in heaven, and that's going to give me even a greater joy.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Renee, I sure appreciate your heart and your faith in the Lord, your knowledge of who he is, you know, just the connection to his love is a real encouragement. So thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
God bless.
1-800-677-9377. Time on the clock. Plenty of open lines. Want to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, let's go to Tim in Indianapolis. Hi, Tim.
Hey, grace and peace be unto you.
Why, thank you.
Yes, indeed. And
you. Also, my question is, anywhere in the Bible, does it state where the new heaven will be?
Well, it talks about there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth in chapter 21 of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And then I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. So that's basically what it says in 2 Peter. There's also a reference to the new heavens and the new earth. We're just going to assume that the new heaven is where God is going to be. Richard, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, in what Peter talks about and what Revelation talks about as well is that what we understand as our current reality here on our earth and our heaven and all of that is going away. Sin has so terribly permeated this part of God's creation that he's going to wipe it out and create it all new. So the new heaven, if you want a place for it, is just where the old heaven used to be, except the new one is pure. There's no sin. There's only God the Father, and now his dwelling is with humanity as it was supposed to be from the very beginning. So it's not so much a place as an idea of perfection and sinlessness and God with us.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your answer, guys. And also, I am almost done with your a new covenant book, and it is just a great meditation tool, and you guys did a great job with it.
Well, thanks, Tim. I'm glad you got the resource and have worked through it, and I appreciate the feedback and the positive encouragement. I hope many others will get it as well and work through it. I think it's a dynamic Bible study guide.
Yes, thank you very much, guys, for your time.
Tim, hold the line. I want our operator to pick you up and get some information, if you don't mind. Open lines, 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of time remaining on the clock, and this is your last opportunity for the week. So give us a call, Prince, if you have something you'd like to talk about. We want to hear from you right now, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to San Juan Capistrano and talk with Tina, listening to us on the Internet today. Hi, Tina.
Oh, hi, you guys. It's so nice to get to talk to you again. I got to let you know, the last time I called and I needed to know if it was okay to cry, it really worked. Now I don't cry as much anymore. But anyway, you've been such an encouragement to us, and especially with this new covenant. I'm looking forward to getting the new covenant journey today. I really liked how you handled the call the last time. And we're so patient and respectful of someone else's differences of opinion and only use the Word of God to point her to truth. And it really has helped me. And my niece called this morning from St. Petersburg, Florida, and she's receiving so much false doctrine, brand new Christian, and she needs a place to fellowship. But it was great to use the information that you provided to me to understand the truth of God's Word, that I can point her to his Word. And she's saying, I don't know how to read the Bible. I don't know where to start. It's like I have this toolbox, and you can pull out these scriptures out of the toolbox. And it's so nice to have truth and relieve a young woman, brand new mama's mind, that everything's going to be okay, and she's a child of God. And he's going to lead her and guide her into all truth. Praise God forever. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to encourage you guys.
Thank you so much, Tina.
You're welcome.
It's always nice to hear from you, and hopefully we'll get to see you at some point in the near future. But praise God that you are reaching out to others and sharing the love of Christ and helping them gain a sure and solid and unshakable foundation in his love and grace. So, Tina, God bless you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we're starting a new ladies' Bible study here in the San Juan area. So please put us on the list if any young ladies, all ladies, we all consider ourselves young, but anyway, would like to come to a Bible study. It's just going to be another spiritual journey to realizing who we are in Jesus Christ, and we're really looking forward to that. I was through the same Bible study that you referred us to back 6 years ago, so yay!
Well, excellent. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Tina. Well, keep us posted, and God bless you for all that you're doing to share the love of Christ. You hang on, okay?
Oh, thanks.
Well, let's go to Indianapolis and talk with Rodney, listening to us on WBRI. Hi, Rodney.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a question about the gospel. I guess it's when it comes to where the children of Israel, I guess they were talking about repent and be baptized. And then Apostle Paul talked about his gospel. Is there a difference?
Well, there's no difference at all. I mean, if you look at what Peter stood up and proclaimed the day of Pentecost, it's the exact same message that Paul took to the Gentile world. It's a message about Jesus. Jesus is God's good news to man, who he is and what he's accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And so it's Jesus alone who saves us. It's Jesus alone who has forgiven our sins. It's Jesus who makes us into new creatures in Christ. It's Jesus who gives us life. It's all Jesus. There's nothing that we can add to it. We get to celebrate what he's accomplished as believers with water baptism. But that's all water baptism is. It's a celebration of what Christ has already accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And it's a wonderful celebration that we get to enjoy.
Yes, it is. I was just thinking about that. I was reading that, and I didn't really understand, you know, because it seems like in the New Covenant that the way Apostle Paul was teaching, I guess it was just the wording was different, but basically it was about Jesus.
Yes, indeed. It's all about Jesus. Like I said, Peter and Paul, you know, are just on the same page as far as the gospel is concerned. And Peter confirmed that in Acts 15 at the Jerusalem Council. He was the one. He was the first one to see the Holy Spirit being given to the Samaritan people and then to the Gentile people. And so he stood up when there was debate going on in Jerusalem by the leaders there, and he said, listen, I've seen with my eyes, and I am going to declare to you that it is by grace and by grace alone that they are saved just as we are. So the gospel that Peter preached was a gospel that brought about salvation by grace through faith alone, which is exactly the same gospel that Paul preached, and it's the same gospel that we preach and anyone preaches. If it's anything else, it's no gospel at all.
Well, thank you very much for explaining that, and you guys have a good weekend. God bless.
Well, we sure will. Thanks for your call, Rodney. Let me put you on hold. I'll send you a copy of this New Covenant Journey Bible Study Guide. Would love for you to have it. Well, you hang on.
Yeah, it's the final day for that particular offer. I want to remind you again, if you would like to make a gift to a Basic Gospel, why, we encourage you to be a part of it. Very important that we stand together as partners in this gospel message. And if you would like to make a gift at this time, we encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828 up to 5 o'clock today Central Time and speak with our operator. For a gift of any amount, you'll get a copy of The New Covenant Journey, the Basic Gospel Study Series, the first edition, our first segment, I guess, of the Basic Gospel Series. The New Covenant Journey, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go down to Austin, Texas and talk with Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. My question is, and has been for a while, in reading the Bible, where did the Gentiles originate from?
Deborah,
it talks about Adam and Eve, and then it talks about all the lying down of the Jews, of the 12 tribes of Israel, but where do we come in?
Well, Deborah, that is a fantastic question. And I think we maybe should ask it in a different way.
Okay.
We have this world population that was happening at the time, and then God called out a certain people out of that world population. It started with Abraham. It went through Isaac, went through Jacob, became the 12 sons, and then those 12 tribes. And that people group, the group God called out from among the rest of the world, became the Jewish people. And so everyone else outside of that bloodline were considered Gentiles. And so that's where we would fit in. And he called out the people of Israel. He called out that group for a specific purpose. And that was to be the bloodline through which the Messiah would come. And when the Messiah came, then he would be a blessing to the entire world, both Jew and Gentile. So the Gentiles have always been here, and at a point in time, God called out a people group from among those Gentiles, and he put the name Jew or Israel upon that particular group. Richard, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and God closes the loop in the new covenant. Is now it's not just the Jews who are called out of the Gentiles, but it's both Jews and Gentiles who are called out of the world to be part of the ecclesia, the church, the called out ones. And so he really does close the loop, and now anyone can be saved.
Okay, now, I've also read in some part where he was telling the people to go out and spread his word, and he said, but not to the east. I didn't understand that statement.
If it's one of the times when he sent the disciples out, he almost always told them to go to a limited group of people. This was an educational exercise for them. It wasn't a limitation on who could be saved and who couldn't.
Yeah, because the gospel was always to, you know, go first to Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then to the outermost regions of the earth. So it's to go everywhere. It's to reach every people group. And you hear ministries. I was just at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention this past weekend, and you hear ministry after ministry after ministry talking about that mandate to reach the world for Jesus Christ, to reach every people group. And it's exciting to see how much work has been done to translate the Bible into all of these incredible languages and to get the Word of God, the message of Christ, to people in every corner of the earth. And that's always been the mission of the church. That's always been the heart of God the Father, to reach people for Jesus Christ, to save them, to bring them into his kingdom.
Okay, so that limitation was just like for that instant.
Yes.
Not saying it forever.
That's correct.
Okay. I was just confused.
Well, Deborah, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate your question today. Fantastic question.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Friends, I want to remind you to be sure to check our website for information on our upcoming Bible conference. It's called Stand 2014, Finding Solid Footing in a Broken World, June 19th through the 21st. Guys, let's develop this a little bit.
Well, we always love to have conferences and have opportunities to meet and mingle and fellowship with people from all around the country and to fellowship in the love and grace that we have in Christ Jesus. And that's what this conference is all about, is teaching the love and grace of God. And it's there that we can find solid footing in this chaotic, troubled world that we live in. If we're going to step anywhere else, it's going to be shifting sand. It's going to crumble underneath our feet. So we need to know the love of Christ. And that's what this conference is all about. It's a conference that will help connect you to the love of Christ and will enable you to stand in this crazy, chaotic world that we live in. And when you stand, then you can be a blessing to others and you can help them find footing in this broken world as well. So come join us in June.
You'll find all the information on our website at basicgospel.net. Andrew Farley, John Lynch, and Bob Christopher will be the primary speakers, and we hope you'll be here to hear the good news. Well, friends, it's the final day of our offer for our Bible study series, The New Covenant Journey, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. And when you support this ministry, you're supporting the message of God's grace and love in Jesus Christ. This message is constantly changing lives, and you have the opportunity to be a part of it through your gifts to Basic Gospel. And you can donate at basicgospel.net. You can also call 1-800-727-2828 up to 5 o'clock this afternoon Central Time and speak with our operator. And with your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, you'll receive a copy of The New Covenant Journey. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.